Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Dwayne Duke's new album, Drunk in a Basement, released by Lousy Weather Media. It is available March 1st for digital download, plus you can pre-order it on iTunes right now. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Yeah. What?
Why aren't you going to say your name?
Everyone knows me.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Wow, you stepped all
Did
over
I?
My shit.
Nope.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment.
I'm Tony.
Oh, I hate this. Okay, so.
Moving along.
We have a lot to talk about. It's been a while. That was nice. That's a total ripoff of Kevin Smith. But what don't I say that isn't, honestly.
You are a ripoff of Kevin
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, look at my Twitter picture. It looks just like him.
And when he likes something, he goes, did I write that on
yeah.
a different profile?
My brother's fucking breaking plans with me all over the place. Okay, so I sent you a link earlier in the wiki about Super Bowl.
I didn't receive it.
Super Bowl trailers.
What?
Super Bowl trailers, the trailers that came out on Super Bowl.
Is that a sportsing game?
Yeah, shut up. You know what Super Bowl is. You're probably watching it, you fucking douche.
Nope, totally
yeah,
didn't.
Anywhere. Okay, so they ranked them from they ranked them from, I think, like best to worst or some shit like that. Did you see Captain America, the new one?
Well, I saw all eight of the ones on the thing you sent
okay,
me.
Okay, that's what I was talking about, yeah.
So you have the list?
Yeah, Captain America, Civil War. What'd you think?
I forgot it. It's like, what happened in it? Anything new?
Yeah, they
he caught a bullet.
They show the teams too, like
yeah, the homies on both sides.
Yeah, Vision's
Bloods
on
and
one.
Crips.
Vision's on one, dude.
Vision's strong, dude.
I think Vision's on fucking Iron Man's side, but it makes sense because he used to be Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
Spoilers from Avengers: Age of Ultron.
Shut up.
Do you like Avengers: Age of Ultron, Tony?
It was a movie. I like James Spader.
It was good. Yeah, I like James Spader a lot too. Deadpool.
Yeah, well,
we saw it.
I busted that nut.
We saw it. It was so good. Let's wax about that real quick. I loved it. I thought it was perfect. And like you said, something really cool from the beginning of the movie, like the credit sequence,
mm-hmm.
to the very end of it. You're just like, this is perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's so what I think Deadpool was gonna be and should be, and
honestly, like that, that's,
everyone needed.
That's probably a thing that hasn't happened to me in a long time, where I had very high expectations of a movie. Like I'm like, I just knew it was gonna rule, and it fucking surpassed every bit of them.
Yeah, it was because it had a ton of hype, and its media campaign was ingenious, and
definitely
it did. It just busted like the nut that I thought it was going to
you
in my
were
brain.
All about come right now. Okay,
no, I'm not. You were earlier.
Did you see the Jungle Book trailer?
Yeah, don't say, did I see? I'm going to say yes to all eight of them.
Okay. Well, that's how I'm going to lead in.
Don't. That's dumb and repetitive.
I don't know. I feel like it grounds us. grounds
don't
the conversation.
Get too high in
so
the
have
air.
You seen the Jungle Book trailer, Tony?
That was my favorite one.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you that excited for it?
It just looked really pretty, and I was like, oh my gosh, these animals look awesome. And like,
yeah,
Jungle Book's a really depressing, like, sad story. It's
the why?
Cause
it's about child abandonment.
Well, that, and it's like about like just being like alone around people that don't really know you, but they're trying. But then you're still like a loner everywhere you go,
huh?
Because people still hate you because you're a little different,
huh?
It's just sad.
Yeah, I guess. It looks amazing.
Yeah,
they got a lot of money. I don't think it's going to do that great though.
I don't think you are.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2: Out of the Shadows.
Looks like a big hot piece of dog
what?
Shit.
What? They showed fucking Krang, motherfucker.
Slapped in my eyeballs.
You didn't like Krang and fucking Rocksteady and Bebop? Oink, oink.
Could care less.
From an older episode. That was
I could just go watch the animated show.
Yeah, you could, but
they're all over that thing.
Yeah, but you like... Oh, you don't watch Shameless anymore, I forgot.
No.
The one dude that was gay with Ian, like his boyfriend.
Yeah.
He plays Michelangelo. The voice of.
Oh.
Yeah. He does a really good job, too. They nail some of the aspects of those characters, but I really hate that Johnny Knoxville is fucking Leonardo. I have no idea how the fuck that happened.
Yeah, it was a...
Like, I just don't understand why Michael Bay is like, you know what would make this sick? Fucking, hi, welcome to Jackass. I'm fucking Leonardo. Like, oh, god damn it. He's not that great of a voice actor. I don't mind Johnny Knoxville, but he's just not that great of an actor.
Yeah. Could have gone with someone better.
But yeah, that trailer I thought looked like a blast. I'm definitely going to go see it. Just because, I mean, dude, live action Krang. That's awesome. Krang. The little alien with the fucking body.
What is the equivalent of Rhino? And you get 2 minutes of him.
Rhino, what do you mean? Oh, from Ultimate Spider-Man. Yeah. Which is so weird. They build that as like a main character.
Just
they're
saying,
like, dude.
Just saying, they might bust.
Guess like, who's coming, motherfucker? Nothing. Rhino. And then like at the last scene, they're like, yeah, in Sinister Six. Paul Giamatti, too. Wild.
Yeah.
Sucks that series got canceled. But I'm stoked for Tom Holland, Spider-Man. I don't know about you, Tone. Anyways, Jason Bourne. You see that new one?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I was like, well, looks like Jason Bourne in a tank top.
Yep.
JB in a tank top.
They called it the best one on fucking moviepilot.com.
How can they call it the best one? Have they seen the
thing? No, out of all the trailers. Like, just rating the trailers.
Oh, no, that one was by far the most.
My favorite, I think, had to have been the Civil War one. That one was fucking...
News, breaking news.
Oh, what?
I have a pimple under my beard, and it's hard to get to.
Yeah, you just gotta... What I would do is cut the area, all the hair off of it, expose it, pop it, and then pray to God that hair grows quick.
I could comb more hair over.
Yeah, get a beard comb over. But yeah, Jason Bourne, I was like, meh, whatever. Nah. Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh my gosh, we knew they would come back.
Oh, it's been 20 years, and we've been trying to make our defenses so able to take them on, but we fucking didn't. They got a bigger ship.
Look at these robot laser guns we have.
I mean, that ship coming across the moon, I was like, wow, that's a big ship. I'll pay $5.75 at 10:40 a.m.
I just don't know how the physics are going to work. If there's a ship as big as the moon pulling into our atmosphere, I think that's going to fuck up more than just the clouds.
Ooh, good call.
Yeah.
Would have happened with the little ships too?
What? No, those little ships were city size, but like something that's like the size of a fucking moon. Continent or moon, something like that. Like that's going to like, that could fucking disrupt our magnetic fields on our planet and throw it off axis, and like then we burn because we go 1% closer to the sun.
I guarantee they're like, oh no, that ship has this thing called like the fucking balance neutralizer, and
so,
we're fine.
Yeah, so we're still on orbit, so nothing incinerates instantly or freezes instantly.
But it looks fun. It looks like they got a new Will Smith too, and it looks like a white guy will be the hero, which I thought was odd.
Well, yeah, because the new Will Smith almost looks like a side character at this
definitely,
point.
Definitely, yeah, because, I mean...
And they're more like, hey, Malcolm, help us.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, Will Smith's character's dead. You know that, right?
No.
They killed him off. I don't even think they told him about Independence Resurgence. He found out in the fucking press. And he was like, I'm bummed. I'm like, why?
Why?
Doing Suicide Squad. Speaking of which, you see that motherfucker?
You got Bad Boys coming out, too.
Oh, God, yeah. Michael. But did you see that fucking Suicide Squad trailer? Is this the
Yeah, I hate that. I hated that song in it.
Is
don't
this
go
just
through
fantasy?
It. Fuck you. I'm not.
You almost broke all my fingers. I'm crushing my laptop. Why don't you like that song?
I just don't like it with that trailer. It just
really?
Yeah, it's just cheesy as fuck. Well, I didn't forget the fucking song.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I just trying to.
Nope.
Okay.
Just, it doesn't belong
I enjoyed it.
It sounds stupid there.
I love
and
it.
And it's all just like cheeky, like, yeah, we're bad. Crack a beer. Like, eh.
Yeah, well, I was waiting to see if that was a beer. They didn't really show it. I thought it could have been a monster for all I know.
Yeah, it could have been. He could have been just hopped up on Monster. But
I really enjoyed it. I'm very excited for that movie. But you didn't like that. Wow, that's impressive.
No, I mean, every scene of the Joker I enjoyed. And
all, like, two of them?
Yeah.
And I can't wait to show you my toys.
Yeah, like, I like the idea of him and Harley. And
yeah, how did you feel about Harley, that last part where she breaks the glass and he's like, what are you doing? She's like, we're bad guys. It's what we do.
You hate her.
No, I don't hate her. She has awesome, like, the fucking voice things. That's not what they're saying. Like, that whole thing. That was cool as fuck. But I get it, though. They're trying to be, like, they're, like, it just feels very cliche. But I think that they're going for that.
I also don't know what's tactical about 6-inch heels and,
everything.
Like, thigh-high skirt. And
she's nuts, dude.
Dude, she's nuts, but she's not tactical.
True.
How are you going to fight? What are they even fighting? What the fuck are they fighting?
Yeah, I don't know. I remember...
there was like some goo in a car that got melted, and I'm like, what the fuck is their enemy?
I think that it's going to be a lot of them like training and coming together and being the team, and then either they're going to go after Joker or another bad. I don't think Joker's...
she's just going to like be like, oh my God, I want to like bang that dude.
Joker's not a part of the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
Because, I mean, like, even from the first photos they showed, like, Jared Leto was never in them. And that might have been because they were waiting for the reveal, but I'm pretty sure that he's not a part of it. Why the fuck would he be a part of the Suicide Squad, you know? That doesn't make any sense.
He doesn't seem like he was in jail at all, either.
Right, yeah. Well, it looks like he's in an interrogation room at one point. They have that side shot of him. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, that was all over the internet.
The light's in it, yeah.
Shut up.
Gods of Egypt. Are you stoked for that yet?
No.
I don't think anyone is, man. But it looks great. It looks like Clash of the Titans meets a shitty written movie.
Yep.
So wait, Clash of the Titans.
Yeah. Clash the new of the one. Titans, the original?
Did you like the original?
Yes.
Now, is that nostalgia-based? Tony next week. Original Clash of the Titans. You're welcome.
Okay.
Have fun with that stupid last little owl.
You idiot.
They throw it away in the new one, Tony, because they hate it. Everyone, shut up.
Sorry, I'm just coughing up your bullshit.
Press your cough button when you do that.
What's that?
Your cough button. It's right there.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. You don't have a cough button. X-Men Apocalypse. Anyone at all stoked to see? I feel like this is going to kill the franchise.
It's not going to kill the franchise.
You don't think?
A bunch of people are going to go
see
it.
I'm saying Singer's franchise, though. Like, I think this might be the last one
probably,
he does.
Probably, yeah. Probably. They're probably going to have to revamp that or sell it.
And it's wild because Deadpool, this is all over the news. It's like the last credit scene that Cable's confirmed for the second one, which is wild that X-Men didn't fucking try to get in on that. And the timeline of X-Men's super hard to follow, being that like they're trying to keep all the continuity of all the movies, even with the young ones, Apocalypse happens, like they're older in the comics, so I don't really understand, but it's a reimagining Singer's world. It looks kind of cool. Xavier's definitely bald at the end.
I mean, I like the idea of he's the first mutant, but that's not really
case,
you know, but yeah.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
Well, that one looks cool.
Fuck
now that
yeah.
I've confirmed there's a monster.
What do you mean?
I know there's a monster now. But the first one, I was like, what is this? Now I'm like, oh, there is an actual monster. Cool.
I wonder how long it takes place after Cloverfield.
10 years.
Why do you... Because of 10 Cloverfield Lane?
No, because... I don't know. Either he was a prepper or he had to build that motherfucker.
Yeah, I think he might have just been like a crazy dude with a bomb shelter just in case of anything. And then that happened and he's, you know.
He let a few people in, but then they're like, I want out. And he's like, I'm going to cut you up.
It's probably going to be all those little monsters, I feel like. Remember the little ones?
No, because there was that huge shadow.
Yeah, no, I guarantee there has to be the big one in it. But I feel like it's going to be a lot of the little ones and then the big one's going to be at the end. Hopefully we see the fucking mom or get some explanation of if it was a child that came down and was scared, and that's why it ruined.
Maybe they know, they'll explain, like, remember after the first event, we found out that it was like an adolescent, and then his dumb mom came down, now she's being a real piece of shit.
A real bitch.
She's been a real bitch about it.
Did you see the Fly to Gotham trailer? It's like Turkish Airlines.
Oh, yeah, Turkish Airlines.
What the motherfuck? I was so bummed out about that. I was like, so wait, this is a commercial for a fucking trailer.
Is it a real airline?
I believe
Turkish Airlines is real, and they're just Bruce Wayne's just talking about flying to Gotham.
Turkish Airlines.
That's a real line.
Find low rates and flights today, Expedia.com. Shit, yeah, it is. That sucks. I saw this awesome this dude's like, you guys know how excited I am for Batman v Superman, right? Gonna be the best movie ever. So there's two trailers that came out. Two. They're so pumped for it. They got two, and he's like, why are they making a commercial where obviously the ads paid them if their movie wasn't good, you know?
It's probably fat money from Turkish Airlines.
Yeah, definitely. Coca-Cola had a lot of commercials, too.
A big old fat peach, huh?
They had fucking Hulk and Ant-Man. I don't know if you saw those. Opening Cokes.
Nope.
It was funny.
Nope.
But yeah, you can go to Movie Pilot and check out all those. I definitely recommend the new Captain America. There's actually a new Batman v Superman out that's fucking awesome. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, check that out. Tony hates it.
Yep.
And I didn't really see anything new in the Age of Apocalypse one. And 10 Cloverfield Lane, that one looks fucking sick.
Yeah, hurry it up.
All right. Do you have any news, Tone?
Todd McFarlane finished
the movie fucking script for Spawn.
Oh, way to finish my sentence.
It's because we're so close.
Close to killing each other.
Dude, new Daredevil versus the Punisher trailer tomorrow. All right, but anyways, Todd McFarlane. I'm very excited. And I don't think that... I'm hoping that since Deadpool's doing so well, I think it was... It's the highest grossing opening night for a rated R movie of all time.
Yeah.
12.7. I think it was on track to do $126 million for the weekend, which is insane. Now, granted, like, Star Wars did, like, $126 million in the pre-sales. But, yeah. I mean, that's really cool because I feel like it's going to get a foot in the door.
Yeah.
But then we're going to see a lot of rated R comic book movies, but then a lot of them are going to suck.
Yeah.
Because I think studios are going to kind of be hesitant. It seemed like with Deadpool, they were like, free reign, go. You guys know what you're doing. Fuck it, go.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like they had, like, a hand in it at all. Deadpool was just so fucking sick.
Yeah, but Spawn could just be so fucking evil.
Yeah.
You just have to make it evil. You have to have, like, a fucking horror director handle it.
I told you about the original script that Todd was writing for it, where the Spawn was, like, a sub-character that followed Sam and Twitch more.
Yeah.
Which I think would be really cool.
The detective story, yeah.
Right, yeah, exactly. And, like, they're kind of finding the monster, but he's a vigilante type thing. But yeah, the new Daredevil versus the Punisher trailer comes out tomorrow, and I think Daredevil comes out the same weekend that Batman v Superman comes out.
Oh, whoop whoop.
Marvel's like, yo,
whoop whoop.
Here's
10
hours, motherfucker, of sick ass shit.
That is Juggalo Fresh.
Juggalo Fresh. Star Wars Rogue One Force Friday coming September 2016. We're going to see a whole bunch of new action figures and all that jazz. Stephen Lang campaigns for role as Cable. Wow, he looks a lot like him. Good for him.
Yeah, the dude from Avatar.
What?
He was the guy that was the bad general in Avatar.
Oh, right on. Yeah. Good call. Good call, dude. Good call.
Yeah, I just know things.
Do you have any other news, Tone?
Yeah, I have lots of news.
Go ahead, hit me.
In local news.
Oh, God. I have a pimple under my beard. Fucking dick.
In local news, I recently took a great picture with my Pat, my cat, Paul.
Your Pat.
My cat, Paul. I call him Pat.
Yeah.
It's Paul Cat.
God, you're the worst.
I'm going to be posting it on Twitter. You can find it there.
Yeah, at Tony Versus. Oh, yeah, follow us on at I Can't Read. It's no apostrophe. That's
no apostrophe, because then
and no
we
spaces.
Could like let you could listen to stuff and see like other funny pictures and stuff.
Yeah, and if you have any like genre five, like, hey, you should do this, or Test of Tony's, or Movie of the Weeks, we would love to have them.
Because, yeah, because we are out of, we don't know much,
no
and we're
more,
not good at thinking.
No more ideas we have.
Our genre fives have been depleted, and it was, like, such an ingenious sort of, like, revolutionary idea on my part when I thought of it.
Yeah.
But, like, now it's run its course a bit, and we're, like, stale bread just kind of sitting in the middle of, like, a dry field.
Yeah.
Of nothing.
Stale bread.
Yeah.
You see that? You remember The Kingsman?
Yeah.
You know the star of it? Is it Alden Ehrenreich?
Yeah. Handsome young guy?
Yeah. He's in talks for the young Han Solo.
Hey, that'd work.
Yeah, I wonder if he can do an American accent. I'm sure he can.
I think all Brits can do a great American accent.
Yeah?
Because I do a great British one.
Oh, here. Okay, I'm intrigued. Go ahead. Don't say Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
I'm like, Harry Potter, I say.
Is that it?
Well, I'm thinking I want to do like a Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah. Manchester, England, England. Right here.
All right, Game
right
of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah, that's you got right down pretty well. Game of Thrones season 6 trailer to air on HBO with vinyl premiere.
Don't care.
You don't want to see the new Game of Thrones.
I want to
huh?
see Game of Thrones.
Ooh, and the fucking Arya's blind in the picture that they're
ain't
showing.
No damn previews, and that could just be her. You know,
she's got
visions.
The white eyes.
Visions.
White eyes. Transformers 6 will arrive in 2019.
Stop it.
Bumblebee spinoff gets 2018.
I told you these things, and they sucked when I told them.
Yeah, Tony's very mad at Transformers. He's like, I don't get why they keep making them. I'm like, because they make a lot of money.
And then he defended their quality and said, I love them, and give me a hard on.
I never defended their quality. It's definitely shitty
movies. A CG robot that doesn't make sense, because it's a car, and then it's a 14-foot fucking robot.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Just saying.
Fucking, there's a lot of things in sci-fi world that doesn't...
My favorite sci-fi is the most realistic sci-fi.
Like what?
Fucking, dude, District 9, very fucking realistic.
Why?
Because...
That floating ship, that's pretty realistic.
That floating ship, it's an alien ship.
Yeah, the cockroach aliens, that's realistic.
They're a species.
Yeah, they would definitely look like that.
Oh, they would totally look like that.
Yeah, yeah,
they would not.
He knows.
Fucking asshole.
But it's not, the alien ship did not turn into a fucking, you know, a gumball machine and then back into a ship.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Well, like physics, like gumball using as much physics as you can.
Yeah. Their bodies are hollow, Tony.
Yeah,
obviously.
I know. Elysium does good physics. Aliens does good physics. Sunshine does good physics.
Yeah.
What?
Nah.
Yeah, those are all junk, huh?
Yeah, junk.
Those are all junk.
Fucking junk.
Just a bunch of junk movies.
Just shit movies.
Wow. You can't
no,
even...
I like them all.
Yeah, you're the worst.
I love them all. Zoolander 2, how excited are you?
0 out of 0.
Really?
Boners for that.
I cannot believe they're like, we're coming back, motherfuckers.
You guys have been waiting, right?
I guarantee we're going to have, I got the black lung pop fucking in there. It's weird, like Joe Dirt 2, this fucking...
Yeah, a bunch of bombs.
You know what? I would like to see Talladega Nights 2. I could go with that. I like Ricky Bobby and those characters.
I could take Step Brothers 2.
Holy dicks, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe they haven't made that.
The Dale and Brendan story.
Ooh. Or wait, what do they call themselves? Like, you got to call me this, and I'll call you that.
Oh, yeah.
Nighthawk or some shit?
Nighthawk, yeah.
It's probably wrong.
Yeah.
You're really bad at this.
Nope. You brought up the reference and didn't know it.
Yeah, I know. That's why you're here, though.
Not why I'm here to
catch
remember
me
fucking
when I fall.
Taglines from other films that you think of.
To catch me when I fall.
I'll let you fall.
Dev, you've been watching any of The Flash?
Crack you right on your skull. No.
It's so good, dude. You should really check it out. You liked the first season, didn't you?
No, not really. I mean, a bit. I mean, but
did you watch the whole thing?
I'm a busy man.
Did you watch the whole thing? You're rewatching Game of Thrones, you fucking dickhead.
Hey.
What?
You suck so much. Look at your stupid face. No, I didn't watch the whole season. Oh, drink it up. Sop it up.
You should. It's good. And they just released Supergirl. They're having a Flash Supergirl crossover. Legends of Tomorrow, that looks fucking cool. They go back and, like, it's the Atom. You don't watch Arrow at all, though, right?
No.
Okay. Captain Cold, the Atom, and, like, a whole other cavalcade of, like, the Hawks are in
it.
Oh,
wow.
But they, this dude comes back from the future and is like, hey, none of your deaths matter. That's why I'm picking you. Because you're all, like, sub-characters. You know you're not Batman, you're not Superman, and all that shit. But we need to fix this timeline. So they're going through time, but they're superheroes. That's cool. That's a cool premise. I dig that. It's kind of like Quantum Leap, but with superheroes.
Just fixing the world
through
time.
Yeah. Like they go back to the 70s and shit like that, and everyone's dressed like it.
Don't you know that time always wins?
Time. Why do you...
I thought you were saying time is on my side.
No, I'm just singing badly Hootie and the Blowfish.
Listen.
Hootie.
I think the idea of time travel, you're going to... There's empirical evidence that you're going to fuck everything up once you travel through time.
Yeah.
And change stuff. Mm. So it's just going to be like rot with danger and fuck-ups.
Bad.
Yeah, it's just going to be fuck-ups.
But I watched like the first 5 minutes of it. I had to go to work. But it's really... It looks very cinematic.
Oh, okay.
Especially for CW. CW's pumping out some pretty good shit.
They're really taking that license and running.
The Shannara Chronicles.
Stop.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I saw the previews that were probably better than the show because the show hasn't been talked about now that it aired.
It is weird, right? Those previews looked really strong, but it's an MTV show, so I feel like it's gonna be like Teen Wolf, which I watched the whole first season of.
What the fuck is wrong with
that? That was bad. That was a dark time of my life. I was sick one day and I was just like, fine, fuck it. I heard an interview with the people that play them. I'm like, oh, they sound like cool cats, and they're talking about the show. And I started watching it and I was like, this is made for young children.
Yeah. Vampire Diaries. You could have watched Supernatural. It's better.
Yeah, I've heard Supernatural's good. Teen Wolf is bad. Just letting you guys know.
I'm surprised you say anything is bad that's shitty.
XXXIII
shitty.
XXXIII coming
what
your way.
What do you fucking look? What list are you fucking looking at? Because we're losing listeners.
No, I typed
with
in
this fucking list.
New really good movies.
No, you fucking didn't. You typed in biggest dickhead releases of 16.
Okay, Ghostbusters. Did you see those?
Fuck off.
Are you not excited for Ghostbusters?
Oh,
all female
wow.
cast.
The 15 year later female remake. That's going to be nothing but original jokes regurgitated on the screen.
Oh, okay. That's what you think?
Yeah, I think there's going to be like...
We got one!
Yeah, there's going to be like a Venkman character.
Yeah.
And like, they'll all just sort of literally just inhabit the ghosts of their characters before them.
Hmm.
Instead of being themselves.
Okay.
They're not going to be taking any risks on that one.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to hope that you think those girls are still the guys and you'll go see it.
Yeah, but they're trying to connect with a female audience because that's where they put... the girls in there, I take it?
Well, no, I do get that. Like, I don't mind that it's female actors, but even if they put new dude actors in as those characters, they would just be the old characters retwisting the same exact shenanigans from the first two movies.
I got you. Okay. All right. All right. That's a solid point.
So I'm kind of like, kill yourself.
Me?
No, no, no.
Thank you.
The writers and director.
All right. Well, do you have any more news? I can't really find anything else.
News.
Talked
news,
about all those trailers news, I liked.
News.
I watched that Witch trailer again. That thing is fucked up.
Everything about The Witch. It's his first film. It's got more hype than any other fucking horror release since, like...
Seems like it did really well in Sundance, too.
It did. That's where it blew up.
Has all those little crests.
Yeah, those leaves and stuff that say it did something. Yeah.
The Witch, Sundance.
Don't even.
Sundance spoiler, weird.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to. Oh, it's a witch.
But dude, period pieces, awesome. Like, horror that's like set in a certain time.
That time is my too, favorite. Especially because my like favorite. That's so creepy.
There was also so much fucking apprehension to anything that wasn't the good book.
I love the
or,
fucking
like,
good
morals.
The one line that's in there is like it's a review line, and it says it's like watching something that you shouldn't be watching.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that's fucked. Yeah, that made my skin crawl.
The new one, one of the new reviews was it haunts you like on a personal level. It's not so much like, oh, that'd be a scary event if it was real. It's more like,
right,
you'll be creeped out personally
after you leave. That's the hard thing
that's
about like scary movies now, is that like after you leave the theater, you're not like thinking about it and like freaked out about it.
But like,
I haven't
when
had
I
that
saw Blair Witch in the theater when I was a kid,
wow,
I was like mortified.
Fuck yeah.
By that. I'm like, I'm never going hiking again.
Did you go to with your dad?
No. Fuck.
You and your fucking friends?
I think I might have snuck in.
Really? Oh, yeah. Well, you wouldn't have been able to get in there.
Yeah, I think I snuck in because I used to do that quite a bit because I was poor and young.
Oh, man. I went to go see fucking Freddy versus Jason, and two of the cats I was with were 17, and then I was like 15.
Yeah.
And they were like, and they ID'd us, and there's a cop standing there at Regal, and he's like, yo, mm-hmm. you guys try to go into this theater, I will bring you down. I was like, what? He's like, I will bring you down.
Bring
I'm like,
the thunder to you.
I was like, what do you mean? Because we bought, because like, they're like, oh yeah, you're not old enough to go see it. They're not your guardian, so you guys can't see this movie. And I was like, okay, well, we'll go see fucking like whatever like bullshit movie was there. And the cop was like, I will find out that you guys got in here. And so we had to go watch the shitty movie. I can't remember what the fuck it was. It wasn't like Tangled. That was years later. But yeah, it was like some fucking CGI kids movie. And they were really mad at me for being so young.
Yeah. So, well, you really fucked it up.
So very young. Yeah, they could have gone without me, honestly.
Yeah, they could have just left you outside.
But yeah, The Witch looks fucking cool. If you have not seen the trailer for that, it is fucking makes your blood run cold.
I'm just pumped. I want to feel haunted. I've been watching a movie called The Nightmare.
It's good.
Fantastic. It's all about like these horrible stories that people have about sleep paralysis and these like
oh, that's
beings
what
it,
Eric Brewer was telling us about that.
Yeah, I started watching it. It's awesomely horrific.
Really, I don't think I could handle that. That
creeps me out. I get in my bed and I turn the light off, and it's just like really evil.
Oh, dude, I can't remember. I think it was two nights ago.
Did you have a bad dream?
No.
Little guy had a bad dream?
I didn't. I would have crawled
little
in bed with
pants?
You.
Little pee-pee pants?
No, I woke up downstairs. Lane had gone to bed. She woke me up. She was like, yo, let's go to bed. And I was so tired, and I was just like fucking passed out in the chair. Woke up at 3 a.m. All the lights were off. And I'm like walking through everywhere. Yeah, honestly. And I swear to God, like, I was so tired that I was just seeing things out of the corner of my eye.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like things like just walking past. I'm like, ah, god damn it. Like I was going to smoke, and I was like, I'm not even going to
smoke.
So
those are the spirits that inhabit the house.
I don't say that.
Why?
Elaine might hear you.
She's not going to hear me. We're doing a podcast.
No one hears this.
No one's going to listen to this.
But yeah, last night I heard something fucked up too.
This house is not clear.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
No.
What, your time alone, you feel like...
No, I spent 12 days here with no one.
12? I thought it was 10.
Something like that. Okay. It felt like 12. I probably passed out until it went into a different dimension of hauntedness.
Yeah.
Because the spirits were totally, like, kicking it with me.
You did, like, Insidious a lot, so that makes sense that you did.
Yeah, I went to
the
spirit
world. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just saying. This house is a horror fucking nightmare.
No, it's not. It's great. It's a great house. Solid house.
Help me.
House.
Somebody call someone. Trapped.
Okay, so no more news?
Nope.
All right, let's do weekly recommendations and rejections. This is a big one.
Could you just shit all yours out?
Yeah, sure. Straight Out of Compton.
I saw that.
Holy shit. That's...
Cruising down
such
the street in
my
6'4".
Dude, honestly, that's like Ice Cube's son, so good. The kid that plays Dre, awesome kid.
He's got
Easy.
A dead face, but he looks identical to Cube.
What do you mean dead face?
He just kind of, he was a very monotone face, like expression wise.
I feel like that's how kind of like Ice Cube is.
Cube is kind of like that, yeah. But it was
you guys on a fucking personal level. Why are you calling him Cube?
What?
You guys on a personal.
You know what his name is. Why do I have to say both words?
You can
to
say
know
like,
what I'm talking
like,
about.
How about IC?
Oh, Dre, would you bitch at me for not saying doctor?
Yeah, that's his. I mean, he's a professional.
You are so stupid.
He's a professional.
Or like if I said E instead of EZE,
I'd go with EZE.
Ew. you're so fucked.
All right, so but Straight Outta Compton, I loved it.
Yeah, it was good.
I could watch that movie probably like 5-6 times. It has a really cool. I love that it shows the Shook Knight stuff. Like,
yeah.
I didn't really know like a lot about it, but I kind of knew, and I was like, "Oh, that's what happened."
Yeah.
Well, their spin on it.
It goes into Lynch Mob. It goes into Death Row. It's
Death
good.
Row Records. Yeah, yeah. No, it was super strong. You can definitely find that on the internet now. It's out in on DVD and Blu-ray. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, fucking check the shit out of that. That was so good. When me and Lane were on vacation, we were watching TV one night, and this show called Killer Post came on.
Cool story.
And Killer Post, Tony, is is about like people on Facebook that end up murdering someone because of Facebook-oriented stuff, like unfriending.
Yeah.
And
then
dude,
they kill them.
Terrifying. It's horrific. I'm like... Because you don't know who's fucking crazy. And
well,
who
don't troll people, man.
Oh, this lady wasn't getting trolled. She's like 30, hangs around like a bunch of... All right, well, this is the way that they painted her. Like 30 years old, lives with her parents. Her parents are like, say goodnight to your friends, honey. It's time for bed. And like at 10 o'clock and shit. And very weird and stuff. And then they like...
Yeah.
They go into this pharmacy. And the only time like that, like everyone, the whole town thinks they're fucking odd. They're like, yeah, they're creepy. They don't really talk much when they do... odd interactions.
My pop filter smells like candy.
Yeah, I know. I put some Starburst on there for you, so you'd be hungry.
Continue. Sorry, I was listening. Focus.
No. It makes you stay close to it
because
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah, because
oh,
I'm
it
licking
so
it.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, batting at it like a cat to catnip.
Oh, this is tasty.
I'm not leaving this room.
Anyway, so basically, like the pharmacist, like is nice to the girl, and the girl, like fucking, like takes. They're like, oh man, she shines.
Uh huh.
Like that's the first time
what?
She interacts with someone.
She shines like in Shining.
Yeah, yeah. She's got the shine. You can shine. that's what Scatman Crothers says to her. No, I'm fucking. The pharmacist's sister's like, yo, you should take her out. You know, just be nice. Like obviously, she's just around her parents all the time. Take her out, see what happens. And they did. They had fun and stuff. And this girl's like, oh, he's my boyfriend. Oh, my God, he's my boyfriend. Like, that's what she thought.
So she gets obsessive.
Yeah. And then he meets this girl, marries her, has a baby with her and shit like that. And this girl the whole time is, like, watching and, like, saying really shitty things. And then, like, she starts getting comments from, like, that girl's friends, like, against her. Like,
yeah.
You whore, blah, 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 blah. I can't believe you could do this. And she's like, dude, that girl that you took out once, like, her friends are now, like, berating me on the internet and all that stuff. She's like, all right, I'm going to unfriend her and fucking block her.
Yeah.
Go to her house and, like, she wouldn't come out. Fucking they murder her, the fucking like his wife is like unborn child, him, like her dad just does it all.
Oh,
because he's like, you piece of shit, I can't believe like you could leave my daughter on like that and then go out with this fucking slut and shit. It's fucked up, man. Killer Post. Like I mean, you'll want to delete every account that you have. I also watch Catfish, the show. Fucking dumb.
What's wrong with you?
Fucking dumb, man. Well, no, it was just...
Are you trying to get to know, like, your contemporaries?
Yeah, I'm trying to stay hip
Jesus.
With the kids.
Jesus.
No, I, it was, like, I fell asleep with MTV on at the,
Worst sentence ever.
Yeah. At the, on the island and shit. And, it was just on, so I woke up to it, and I was like, okay, Catfish, I like the movie. Did you like the movie, Catfish?
No.
Why not?
I don't know, swim fan. I don't know.
Swim... Oh, okay. We watched some Snapped. A lot of killer shows.
What
a lot of sepsis shit, you know?
You two are gonna...
She loves that shit. She loves fucking Law & Order,
I
SVU.
Know.
I'm like...
True crime, yeah.
Where's the fucking dick cut off and shoved in this one? That's how I always feel.
Yeah.
But it's usually something horrible.
Where's the hooker's mutilated corpse
oh,
this episode?
God, honestly, they cut off both her labias and shoved them in their mouth like dip. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Goosebumps. Watch that. Did you see it?
No.
You didn't watch it. I told you to.
Yeah, but I don't listen to you.
I'm your keeper.
No, you're more like a stranger that I kind of know.
Okay. It's definitely Little Kitty. Jack Black's awesome in it. He's a lot of fun. In the comic relief, the kid with the giant teeth, like he looks like fucking Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
He's really funny in it. Like there's parts that he's really good. You have to kind of warm up to his character because he's like, oh, he's a douchey millennial humor. But like it actually becomes funny after a while. it's really cheesy at the end, but there's some decent monster slappies in it. You remember from Night of the Living Dummy?
Yes.
And then I watched Sinister again. I lane watched it for the first time because I downloaded the second one. And I was like, oh, well, let's watch Sinister 2. And she's like, I haven't seen the first one. I was like, all right, I'll fucking grab that one. And I did, and she, like, was watching it, like, dude, like, covering her eyes up and all the death videos. That lawnmower scene?
Yeah.
Like, what was it called? Lawn work. And I love the names for all of them, like, house painting and shit like that. Yeah. Ooh, man, that movie is fucked up.
Ethan Hawke.
I hated the fucking Ghost Kids, though. That's so dumb. That lost me. Like, you know, they're all, like, running in slow motion behind him and shit like that. But they don't look that good.
Oh, okay. At the end?
Yeah. Well, no, when he's, like, walking around the house, like, the ghost kids are, like, it seems like they're trying to warn him, but at the end, you obviously figure out that they were just murderers.
That the kid is the murderer.
Yeah.
What a cool premise.
Honestly.
I love when kids become the murderers.
It is it's a dark fucking premise, too, but, she did not like it. We did not watch
it
the second one.
It also ends, I like those dystopian endings, those, like, Fallen.
Oh, and it was, yeah, Sinister, the ending's completely fucked. She gets carried off by fucking Tall Man or whatever the fuck his name is. Not Tall Man, that's from Phantasm.
Bagul or something like that?
Yeah. Bagul.
Shut up.
It's something like that. Hold on, I'll look it up.
Yeah, like...
What's up?
Bagul.
I think you're right, Bagul.
Don't look it up. We got, you know, other stuff to talk about. And I'm right.
How do you spell Sinister?
Oh, wow. it's a C-I-N-N.
Ah, I was getting an S. It doesn't say, but go ahead.
Stupid ass. What do you mean, go ahead? Is that everything?
Yeah, Bagul.
Yep.
Mr. Boogie.
Like I said, I was right.
Yeah, Nick King played him. Guys want to check out his IMDb.
Thank you for the fact.
He's had not that much work.
Because he plays a monster. It's not. It's like
he was in Paranormal Activity 3.
What did the guy that played Jason do? Played Jason. That's about it.
I'll give you that. He's a stuntman, actually.
That makes sense.
Yeah. He's done a ton of shit. That's really interesting. You know, people probably don't even think of him as like an actor.
You think about that? You know what I really like? I like the idea of being a voice actor.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Because you go in and you do voice work. And then you go home, and that's it. You don't have to be in front of a bunch of people. You don't get much recognition, so you don't have to be bothered. You don't have to go to events.
What's the what's the show that you were watching called? Nightmares?
The Nightmare.
The Nightmare.
The Nightmare.
Because okay. He was on a TV show called Nightmares.
No, just The Nightmare.
Okay.
Singular.
The. Voice acting would be awesome. I'll give you that. I would have a blast doing that. Give me a voice.
There's no voice acting.
All right, hold on. You're playing a mouse that's really badass and shoots, like, fucking rockets.
What?
Now do a voice for it.
I don't...
A badass little mouse that shoots rockets.
Couldn't the voice be anything? But you're not going to pigeonhole a mouse.
Yeah, no. From New York. Hard streets in New York. Grown up his whole life there. Let's say Bronx-ish.
So literally I would just be playing a Robert De Niro mouse?
Yeah, but it's a mouse, so you'd have to go high-pitched.
I don't know if I can do high-pitched.
Try it.
You try it.
No, you want a voice act, motherfucker. I'm trying to give a resume.
Hey. Hey, what you two guys doing over here?
Hey, what are you guys doing over here?
You fucking wise guys?
I'll fucking kill you.
Whoa, dude, it's a kid show.
Fuck you.
Whoa. All right, you're fired.
All right, fine.
Okay.
And then I'll go on a serious movie, and I'll be like an old prospector.
Go ahead.
And I'll be like, that was the time. I saw his face.
That's after
I ate his liver.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Sounds like you, though.
Everything's going to sound like me.
Nah, look at fucking Bugs Bunny guy.
Yeah, but like, I'm not good.
True.
I just want to do regular voices.
So you'd rather just talk, like Call of Duty.
Or if someone just like, kill streak confirmed.
Yeah, I can do that. Oh, dude, I would love to be the voice for Unreal Tournament. Like, thunder, Malcolm. I could do that shit. I could kill it.
Yeah, video games would be really fun. But I would just audition as if someone wanted my voice. Like,
yeah,
for
they
something.
Want you to talk.
Yeah, like, wow, his voice is just so sultry. And,
ooh, that is
like,
some creamy ass butter.
Magnanimous. Wow, what a fucking powerful, strong sounding voice.
What a cream butter voice. Yeah. You have a nice voice. I'll give you that.
Yeah, so do you.
Thank you. I think mine's better than yours, but, you know.
I think yours sounds like someone took a fucking train whistle and shoved it up your ass.
That high pitch, huh?
Yep.
All right, what do you see, Tone?
Well, I've watched some classics. I've watched some contemporary stuff. I've watched some real shitbag stuff, too.
Hit me.
I'm going to hit you with the two biggest shitbags I watched. Well, one's not nearly as bad as the other. Resident Evil.
Ooh, first one.
Yeah.
Ah. They're making another one of those fucking pieces of shit.
Sons of dicks, dude.
Who the fuck is financing that?
No clue.
I'm going to look up the box.
They have big
those.
CG budgets, and the CG all looks like fucking
dog
shit. C+.
Yeah.
And the stories are absolute fucking garbage, and Mila Jovovich has nothing else to do in her adult life.
Weird.
She used to be in real movies.
I know. She's like, I just want to play this character.
Like, this Alice character that just keeps going and going and going.
All
like,
right.
Like, a fucking... it literally is a virus.
Damn. Okay, so the production budget for the first one was $33 million. Domestic gross was $40 million, and then worldwide, $102 million.
Okay.
So, I mean, it doesn't do bad.
It's an earner.
They tripled their profit. $45 million for the next one, $129 million. Who the fuck watches this? Production budget,
no
not,
clue.
Okay, $147 million for Extinction. Jesus Christ.
There couldn't be.
$296 million for Resident Evil Afterlife 3D. Who the fuck is watching this piece of shit? Foreign, $236 million. Why do they like this?
No idea.
$60 million. They made back their fucking budget in domestic. I hate this.
There couldn't be a worse adaptation.
Resident
from a
Evil
video
Retribution,
game.
$65 million budget, $240 million. I mean, good for them. That's why they're doing them.
That is why.
They're fucking juggernauts.
You figured it out.
And obviously, overseas people have fucking terrible taste.
They're bored.
I'm talking to you, England. China.
Looking at you, France.
Yeah.
Those are the worst.
So,
that movie was like poison to my eyes and ears.
Why'd you watch it?
I was over at my parents', and I was just kind of, just didn't want to get up and get the remote.
Was your dad watching it?
No, he was sleeping.
Yeah, sleeping and farting.
Sleeping and farting. And then I also watched Blade.
Oh, but you love Blade.
I do love Blade. I still love Blade.
If Tony could be one person in all of his life, he'd want to be Deacon Frost.
Mm-hmm.
He'd want to be snorting blood and listening to techno. And
we're at the top of the fucking food chain.
Oh,
God. These people are our food.
That's not even a good line.
It's awesome.
These people are our food. Oh, that's so sick. God, Deacon Frost, where's your dick?
Oh, no, he says these people are cattle.
Yeah, cattle.
Yeah.
Maybe you should get the fucking reference right.
I really want to punch, like, through your fucking laptop into your stupid little soft bird chest.
It's expensive.
And rip your shitty little heart out.
Oh, my shitty little heart. Okay, so you watch Blade.
That is not expensive, by the way. That thing's considered antique.
Oh, wow. You and your fucking...
Give that to a thrift store.
All right. What else you see?
I've seen a lot.
Did you like Blade?
I did. I always like Blade.
Okay.
I watched Steve Jobs.
I kind of wish the Blood Monster would have been
fucking
better.
Blood God. Yeah.
Yeah. Blood God, yeah. Steve Jobs. Wait, the one with Seth Rogen.
Fassbender, yeah.
Nice. How was it?
It's fantastic.
Really? Do you have it still?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I need to get that.
I can't give it to you.
Fuck yourself. Anyways.
It's proprietary.
Continue.
You suck, so you don't get it.
I get it.
You don't get it.
He says this on mic, but he'll be fucking sucking my D and put that on my USB.
Right, you got after that talking?
Yeah.
Got it?
I'm there.
Stupid.
I hopped up on this fucking talking horse.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Giddy up.
It takes place over three different product launches, and it pretty much is more of a personal story about how he interacts with the people behind the scenes in his life, more so than, like, the trials of his company or his invention, you know, his creations.
Okay, so the Jobs movie with Ashton Kutcher was kind of like what you were referring
to
there.
Yeah, that's more of, like, the what happened at Apple.
Right, and this is more of what happened to him personally.
Things he's went through with his...
What did
with
you...
His,
did you... Which one do you like more? Jobs or Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Yeah, way more. Because I know... You know, I work at Apple, so I know the Apple history.
Shout out.
Shut up. Fucking idiot.
And look at this. We're using Macs all over the place. iPhones. We're a fucking Apple house. All we eat is apples.
I love apple sauce.
Yeah. I drink apple juice.
That's all you need.
Apple pie.
Oh, man.
All right, good.
Ugh. What do we got here? Oh, so yeah, Steve Jobs was good. It was much more of a drama than any sort of like company.
Seth Rogen, movie. Very dramatic in it as well.
Yeah,
or
but he doesn't remind
comic?
Me of Woz at all.
I felt like the kid in that played him in Jobs was really good.
Yeah.
He was from fucking The Drummer. Remember that movie with Rainn Wilson?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, he...
Have you seen The Drummer?
Yeah, I think I have.
Do you like it?
I don't know.
I don't think he did.
I don't think I see
it. It's really good. We should watch it again. No, it's funny as fuck.
I'm good.
It's really funny.
I'm busy.
Okay. Underrated,
really,
you know?
Really busy.
Underrated.
You are.
I'll give you that.
Trumbo.
Trumbo. That's a sequel to Dumbo.
You're so stupid.
Starring Donald Trump as an elephant.
You're just such a stupid idiot. Donald Trumbo was a film writer, screenplay writer in Hollywood in like the 30s and 40s.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I saw a preview of this. This is really good.
Bryan Cranston.
Was it good?
It was incredible.
Right on.
Louis
There's
C.K.
There's a ton of people in
Louis
there, right?
Louis C.K. fucking amazing job in that movie. That was a fucking... That was a rough... I mean, it was a really pretty movie. Really awesome fucking acting. All around. All around, Paul.
All around.
Fantastic film. Very sort of... It really just showed, like, what the fucking... Like, how we can just treat regular humans when we are suspicious of an aspect of their lives.
Right.
And you can literally, like, get a government behind you to let you, like, put people in jail. You know what I mean? Like, jail people.
Yeah.
For political views that weren't violent. That weren't, like...
This fucking world we live in, man.
They were just suspect.
This world we live in.
Shut up.
Bullshit, you know?
Oh, you're so stupid.
It's fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit, man.
Go ahead. What else you see?
I also saw Spotlight.
Okay.
Michael Keaton.
Ooh.
Mark
Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
You want me to name everyone else in this? It's obviously
Rachel McAdams.
Fucking memory for it.
I got it. Unlisting.
Yeah, that's the first three.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Schreiber.
Oh, dude, Leave plays a really fucking like monotone character as the editor.
Leave's awesome. That dude's a great actor.
Fantastic.
Do you like the remake of The Omen?
No.
Did you like Leave in it?
I like Leave in everything he does.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him in that. The remake of The Omen wasn't that bad. Do you like the original more?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Shut up.
Next week.
You suck so much.
Omen, the new one.
No.
Test of Tony.
You're not. No one's listening to
and
you.
Then
and that's
Omen,
not happening.
The original.
Nope.
For
movie of the
week.
Nope. I'm gonna say no to both of those. Shoot those down like a big old fucking tomahawk missile.
Did you like him as Sabretooth? I hated him.
Oh my god.
He was bad in that.
Hey, he's great.
Be honest. Those fucking nails didn't
even
have long hair.
They scratch.
Yeah.
They're scratchy.
Scratch his dick. I fucking hated that movie.
Scratch his dick.
All right. What else did you see?
Keep
this train going.
Spotlight is really fucked up.
Yeah?
Yeah? You don't want to hear about it?
No. I was commenting on it.
Yeah.
It looks fucked up. It looks like they're in an office a lot.
Nope. They're doing research because they're reporters, investigative
You've
journalists.
Told me about this before.
Yeah, it's about the fucking, like, 90 fucking pedophile priests in Boston that they exposed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In their Spotlight article.
Oh, holy shit, never mind. Maybe, yeah, I'm pretty sure you told this to me on another episode.
No,
yeah.
For sure didn't.
Yeah.
Nope.
Then maybe I listened to it on another podcast.
Maybe, you do listen to a lot of other people's
a
shit.
A better one.
Ugh.
I love
we
you.
We could just try to do better.
We can't.
We could try.
This is it. This is it.
We could really try.
This is it.
You're so shitty. Focus.
Okay, good.
Focus. Last but not least, literally the best fucking film I've seen this week.
Room?
No. Shut up. Like, in a long time.
Fantastic Four.
Are you going to let me be serious?
Yeah.
Cesario.
You watched it?
Yeah.
I downloaded that before you.
Oh, did you watch it?
No, not yet. I haven't had the time.
Then what are you blown away that I saw it, you stupid ass?
I didn't know that it was even on your radar.
It is totally on my radar. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I was like, hey, you probably dig this,
dude. No, ass. I keep up on anything Benicio del Toro does.
No, you don't.
Okay? And fucking Emily Blunt was looking right in that film. And fucking Josh Brolin was the shit. That film is fan-fucking-tastic. It's got a hidden lead character, which I fucking love. Someone that kind of like breaks out and you kind of see him in the background of the whole movie. And then they break out. Incredibly fucking like violent and raw and gritty. Reminds me of like No Country for Old Men meets like a fucking task force like drama about like fucking drug lords.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
First fucking 15 minutes, lots of fucking bodies.
Yeah.
I mean, really intense fucking shots, really fucking great music. It almost feels like there's the beauty of like Way of the Gun sort of styling in sort of the slower parts of the film, but all the acting's incredible. The action's super fucking realistic. And I give that fucking film like a 10 out of 10. That's like up there with like Departed and like No Country for Old Men.
Wow.
For me, Cesario's fucking great.
Hmm. I will check it out, man.
You should.
I thought it was about robots. There's no robots at all?
I'm just going to breathe.
There's no, but please tell me, is there any robots in it?
What am I doing with my life?
I'm not sure.
You have to answer that question.
Yeah, because I looked at the the cover, and I thought that he was holding a laser gun. He's not.
Fucking laser gun?
Yeah, I was really excited for that. I was like, oh, shit, I love lasers, you know?
You can go watch Titan AE if you need to get your fix, you little
weirdo. Dude, Titan
AE
is not that good.
Well, I'm sure you love it.
I haven't seen it in a while. Okay, so you want to hop into our Test of Tony?
Love to hop into beating your ass.
Waterworld!
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, who directed it?
Someone.
Why are you so
Dennis
bad at this?
Hopper.
Dennis Hopper didn't direct it. He's
in it.
1995?
Yes.
Directed by Kevin Reynolds. That was his masterpiece.
First and last.
Yep, he didn't do anything after that. Actually killed himself.
Because it was like a $200 million budget film that went nowhere.
He also directed Robin Hood.
Men in Tights.
Prince of Thieves.
Oh.
The Count of Monte Cristo. He's done some shit.
Dude, I like The Count of Monte Cristo.
Risen.
The new movie, Risen?
Yeah, he directed that.
Fuck.
Tristan and Isolde, is that how you say it?
Isolde.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fandango.
Move along.
Proof.
You're really just burning gas at this point.
I saw the Ulysses cut.
Yeah,
revised edition.
Yeah, you did. You saw that big, thick cut.
3-hour fucking movie as opposed to the 2-hour and 15 minute. There's a lot of other stuff that I didn't remember in it anyways because I haven't seen it in 16 fucking years.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, though. It drags so much ass at times,
man.
It was very...
Mad Max on the water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, that's my thought.
No, that's not.
That is my thought.
That's definitely not. Posted
that's
that on Facebook.
That's for sure my thought.
And you were like, oh, it sounds like a movie review. That's why I didn't like your status.
Well, that's why I stole it.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I did say it was Mad Max on the water because it is, and that's genius of me to say.
No, because you're also saying something dumb because it's not Mad Max on the water. It's like Mad Max is like sort of stupid, like third cousin.
Oh yeah,
on
it's
the
not.
Water.
Yeah. It's not Fury Road. Well, all right. Do you really like the original Mad Max?
I enjoyed
them.
Be
honest,
dude. For what they were when they came out. Yeah,
you were alive when fucking the first Mad Max came out.
Yeah, I was a child.
I really doubt that.
Maybe I was dead.
You were 1979, motherfucker, huh?
I was like 6 years before my conception, but
you were born in 85.
Still respect it.
You were born in 85.
86, 85, something like that.
I lose track.
I'm so old now, I don't give a shit.
Why won't they fucking see
Why do you... You always look up weird, dumb shit that doesn't, like, matter.
Yeah, 1979, you're like, well, when it came out, I really dig it. First
no,
time,
I'm saying
it was really good.
When it came out, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah,
you're so dumb. Like, no. Like, today, if that was in a fucking movie release as a new film, you'd go, looks a little dated. Looks a little shitty.
No, even the fucking whole movie, like, how it is, it's just badly done.
No.
Yes.
It's extremely smart.
When was the last time you saw it?
When, like, fucking 6 months ago.
The first one, not Thunderdome.
Yeah, I watched them before I saw fucking Fury Road.
So you watched it, because I did the same thing.
Yeah, but there's literal shot for shot from some of those fucking old movies in Fury Road.
I
just updated to 2015 graphics and fucking lighting and all that shit.
It's convoluted storytelling.
Oh my God, it's so fucking simple.
It's
literally a dude who, like, fucking is... It's a fringe movie about the apocalypse.
Yeah.
A dude trying to be good while everyone else is uncivilized.
There's no reason that they explain the apocalypse. Just happening.
Why do you need to know the apocalypse?
Because I like to know backstories, Tony.
Holy dog shit.
I'd rather know, like, what happened. What made them want gasoline so much?
Men fucking destroyed the world. They talk about it in Fury Road.
Fury Road. Yeah. And I like that one.
Oh, fuck.
I don't like the first one.
You're stupid.
Second one's great. Second one feels like Mad Max. First one feels like, hey, we got some cars and some junkers.
Oh,
and,
no.
Hold on.
Like, hey, what's my guy?
And I got a leather jacket. Let's make a movie. That's how it felt.
Dude, that was like his fucking baby.
Yeah.
He probably didn't have a budget.
I like the second one a lot.
You've never done anything ambitious.
I haven't seen the third one, though. I heard the third one's good. Beyond Thunderdome, right?
Really? You've never seen... Thunderdome.
Right.
Whoa.
I know. I've watched the first two. And then I went and saw Mad Max Fury Road, and I was like, oh, I guess I didn't need to see any of them.
I question our friendship sometimes.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of shit. A lot of great flicks.
What are we doing?
You know
Stop
that.
Stop saying that.
What?
You shouldn't admit that.
Oh, it's fine. Everyone knows that. They're like, oh, no robots. Paul hasn't seen it.
Paul hasn't seen that. There's not one robot in it.
We get it. We get it. All right, Waterworld, motherfucker. I love... Hold on, I got some notes.
Oh, great.
I wrote some notes, motherfucker. This was fucked up. Do you remember the part where her daughter gets stolen by the... What do they call the dudes on...
Smokers.
Smokers, thank you. She gets stolen... And then literally, like, they're on that fucking piece of boat. It was after the boat got blown up.
My back
and they just
sweaty.
Start fucking.
Yeah.
Like, her daughter's gone. She's like, well, let's make a new one.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, she gives no shits. She's like, well, he's got
no,
a dick and
a
gills.
No, it's a way to deal with the sadness.
Dick and gills. Throw
dick
them
and
here.
Gills. Stinking like dry old oysters.
Wow. he probably does smell like dead fish.
He probably does, because he's a fucking fish out of water.
That's the story. No, I really dug it, though. I like the whole dirt premise. I dig that. Yeah. The gasoline and shit like that, and the smokers. Like, they have really cool aspects of it, but, again, dated as fuck. And really boring at times. I like the bargaining portions of it, and his ship is really cool. Those are my thoughts on it. What are yours?
It was all right. It was, you know, unique.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah.
It was unique.
It took premises from a lot of things.
The prop fucking department deserves props.
Ooh. Ooh. Go burn books. No.
Yeah.
No, but that was one of the cool things, that everything was real.
Yeah. Everything seemed, the mechanisms seemed to be realistic enough.
Did you see, was there any CGI in your one? Yours?
No.
There was CGI.
Oh, I mean, there was like the plane CGI and stuff.
Plane CGI.
When the plane's in the air.
Which one?
You didn't watch the movie.
Are you talking about the balloon?
Nope. The biplane. The fucking plane.
The one at the end?
Nope. It's like the middle. It gets wrapped around his fucking boat, and it keeps spinning in a circle because they tether it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. She shoots the...
I'm okay. Sweaty in here, man.
I got the fan on.
I got, like, under-titty sweat.
You always have under-titty sweat.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you do.
Nuh-uh.
It's fucking 16 degrees there. You're like, I got under-titty sweat.
I never said that. Yeah. Never said that in the winter.
Right when we were smoking a cigarette. But, yeah, no, there was, like, some other CG parts in it that were just bad, but... Yeah, for everything being practical, it was pretty awesome. I liked it. I enjoyed watching it. The 3 hours is a little much. I definitely would find the original cut. But if you're trying to relive it, get the whole story, man.
I do think that Kevin Costner wants to forget it.
Why?
I just think he sees it as sort of a blemish on his fantastic career.
It's crazy that they gave him like long hair with that receding ass hairline.
Yeah, he barely... It did look like an old fucking cowboy in the water.
It was weird. Like, right when he came on screen, I was like, well, that looks like old Kevin Costner trying to be a young star.
Yeah, I was like, those are really tight fucking fishnet bottoms that he's rocking.
And tops. Everything was too tight.
And no shoes. I can't take him that seriously.
Dennis Hopper was fun, though.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah, he was good in it. He's always a good villain. I like Dennis Hopper. Speed's great.
Literally, like, flicking eyeballs at people and stuff.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Yeah, and the little girl sucked. I could not stand her at all.
I couldn't stand
and
either.
And the mom.
Yeah,
the mom was fucking terrible, too.
Both of them were just whiny and just shut
like,
the fuck up.
You're
and
a
get
fucking
on, get
idiot.
Get online. Yeah. Like, focus.
Get online? They don't
get
have
in
the
line.
Internet. Oh, in
get
line.
In line.
Okay. Well, what would you give it, Tone?
Yeah, 4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'd probably give it 5.5. Got a 6.1 on fucking IMDb. I used to love Waterworld. Did you?
Yeah.
I love that fucking movie, but I think it's because it was kind of like a superhero movie. Dude had gills, you know, swam real fast.
Yeah, I always wanted to be him.
I really dug when they would go underwater and like he showed the city. Remember when he shows the city to her?
Yeah,
and she's
puts
in that,
the bubble over
her
head.
That was cool. I liked that a lot.
In my head, I tried that. Well, not in my head. I actually tried that in my bathtub with a bucket one time.
And
it works.
Yeah.
But then you're going to get a lot into carbon monoxide in there eventually.
Right, because you're breathing all of the oxygen.
That's so
that's
where
bubble.
I was like, that's inconsistent, because if they had to go down for 4 minutes and then come back up and try not to get the bends, that's another 4 minutes. She's going to have turned all that air into fucking noxious carbon.
Yeah,
because
they go too fast as in your blood boil or whatever.
And gives you the bends, yeah.
Bends?
The bends, yes. B-E-N-D-S.
What does that stand for?
The bends. No, I think it's the term for fucking bubbles in your brain.
In your blood, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I always heard that it made your blood boil.
That's why Radiohead named one of their albums The Bends.
Oh, fuck. I'm trying to think of the movie. Is it, it's decompression of the body. Is it fucking Sanctum? Do they do that in that?
Yeah, I think someone comes up too quick and
way
dies.
Way too quick. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I think it's the guy that played fucking Mr. Fantastic in Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. He just pop,
a piece of shit in that movie. Sanctum's so fucked up. If you don't like small spaces, like, literally, it'll make your skin crawl. I'm not even claustrophobic, but I was like, I hate them being in rocks and with tanks. And that girl gets her fucking skull ripped off.
Ugh. Ooh, baby.
Fucking threw up everywhere. All right, movie of the week, Sleepers. I really enjoyed this. It was fucked
96.
Up. 96, yeah. We were little 90s babies this week.
You got De Niro.
Oh, man. This
got Brad Pitt.
Action, or not action-packed. It's not really action-packed
not
at all.
Not action, really.
There's a ton of fucking people
unless you
in
consider
it,
fucking adolescent sodomy action.
Oh, man, that's so fucked up. Kevin Bacon is a real, real piece of shit.
Yeah.
I hated him.
Minnie Driver's in it. I totally had forgot she was in that, too. As their friend.
Yeah, yeah, she is. She was good. I really enjoyed the kids that played the younger selves.
It's a fantastic fucking... Now, it's a fantastic premise, but it's also based off...
True story, right? Because at the end, it's like, yo, by the way, New York denies all this shit. And like, what?
But we're still holding true that this case took place and this place existed.
Yeah, that was weird. That was really weird. And it's based off a book, and I guess they go
totally see the state being like, nah, that's not gonna not admitting to that.
Yeah, that sucks. That's bad.
Torture rape for a year. Dude. No, never heard of it.
The shots of them going down the hallway and like them like holding baseball bats behind the kids.
Yeah.
Ugh, fuck
them
that.
Like talking to each other about like their taxes and shit or what they're doing later that
weekend. Literally like it could be just the most normal fucking day. Stroll down the
corridor.
They
could be walking him down there to fucking fold up boxes. But nope.
When he tells the kid to suck his dick, like I was like, are you fucked? Like, man, that was hard watch.
When he was just like, what do you think? I want a blowjob. I'm like, huh?
So basically these kids, oh man.
Putting batons up kids' asses just for like drunken, vile, like sadistic pleasure. Like, I don't get it. Like, the dude at the end says it great. He's like, I just want to be over this. Like, I'm a monster. Like, let me, like, let's just get it out and kill me. Like, get rid of me.
The beginning, like, when, so basically, like, it's four friends. They sneaks the main character, fucking gets a hot dog and runs from the dude. They steal the cart. And the cart ends up going down the stairs and fucking killing a guy. Or not killing him. Was it killed? Did it kill him?
Critical condition.
Yeah, so they each get like a year or a year and a half in this like fucking boy penitentiary, basically. And they get raped a lot. And just...
Oh, the guards are also killing other kids when they, you know, do something
the
to
black
embarrass
kid,
them.
Yeah, that
Rizzo.
Really fucking, that was really sad.
He told his parents that he died of pneumonia.
Yeah, I mean, everything. Just like the cover-up. And I mean, it's just... crazy that could like ever happen. Like those people in those jobs that are supposed to look after the kids literally just shoving their dicks in their mouth.
They talk about it in
fucking
Spotlight that they know that the adolescent boys are less likely to go to anyone ever.
And that's
because of their shame, and they don't know who would believe them. And if they did believe them, how could you prove it?
And like, if they didn't believe them, all you're doing is looking like a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Or you've made your stay worse if you tell like someone and
yeah,
they just
and they
say
find
fuck
out,
off
yeah.
idiot yeah or they find out and they're like, dude, I'm gonna rape you double time tonight.
Yeah, hey idiot, you don't say the secret. Yeah. Oh god,
like when that kid was crying when the father came to visit him the one time.
Yeah,
I was like this is too much.
Yeah, that it's a
I
hard,
can't fathom being a fucking 13 year old
and having to deal with that.
Yeah,
and literally like Sneaks is like, yeah, I'm just gonna try to put on like, you know, the fucking fake face and be like everything's cool.
Yeah. He's like, we just have to, like, shut it out.
The football scene was so rough, and, like, the following portion after it and shit, too. Oh, man, it's a hard watch, not an upper.
I don't understand
but
how...
But they do shoot Kevin Bacon in the dick, which I fucking love.
Oh, that was great. And then I love how they all took, they both took, like, fucking pop shots, like, arm.
Oh, leg,
dick.
Oh, dick. Man, yeah.
Chest,
head.
And then blew his fucking head out. Yeah. I mean, I'd left him there with those holes, and you shouldn't have shot him in the head. Just let him bleed. He was going to bleed out.
Definitely. I felt like he got off easy.
They all do. I hated when I saw the other guy. Rizzo's brother shoots the guy at the airport. I'm like, you guys roughed him up and then just shot him to death.
Yeah, no, you need to fucking, like,
yeah. You
stick
bury
a baton
him,
in
yeah,
his
you,
ass.
You put him in the bottom of a well, let him starve to death.
With a baton in his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like super glue it in there.
Right, cut off his dick, baton in the ass, throw him in a well.
Yeah. Man, fuck we're those good fucking, at that. Yeah we're good. We'd be good at that.
We'd be good pedophile killers.
Like, put a couple bamboo shoots under their fingernails and duct tape
them. Oh, that hurt me. Uh-huh. I hate that.
Uh-huh. Put a little glass tube in his dick and break it off.
Oh, that's the worst, too. That's a Saturday night right there.
Oh, dude. And then razor blade his eyelids so he can't close his eyes.
Oh, man. They're just dry.
Yeah.
They're
just so dry. Oh, he'd have the driest eyes.
The driest eyes. No Visine down there, bud. But yeah, I would give this movie like 7.5 or an 8.
Yeah, it's I give it a hard 8.
Yeah, it's a, wow, IMDb 7.5.
Yeah.
It's
just like an IMDb. Wow.
Robert De Niro fucking kills it too.
Yeah.
He plays a really cool priest in it, man.
Fantastic portrayal of like a father in a like a shitty Boston neighborhood.
Barry Levinson directed the movie. I didn't give any stats for either of them. He was also the director of Toys.
Yeah.
And Wag the Dog.
Wag the Dog.
Wag the motherfucking dog. Okay, Tony, so what are we going to do next week?
Not what we talked about.
Yeah. So not the Omens.
No, we're not doing the Omen episode. That's not happening.
It's good stuff.
I think, here's my thing, you know.
You getting your shitty list
You want to see some action?
I don't know, maybe. Go ahead.
What do you mean, maybe? I think we should watch Lone Survivor.
Okay.
Action to the gills, man. I'm talking Black Hawk Down shit.
Is that for movie of the week?
Yeah, that'd be a fun one. Not a fun one. It's fucked up, but...
Oh, good.
It's fucked.
Fact.
But it is fucking crazy hardcore.
Motherfucker. All right, what are we doing for Testatoni then?
Well, are you going to be nice to me?
I don't know. I don't want to be.
I know you don't. You want to...
Oh, did you see the new trailer for the Doom game?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, demons and big guns.
It looks so cool. Yeah. I'm very excited for that. I also, there's a new Saw movie coming out.
Stop it. You put yourself on this nice little pedestal, and then you're like, I'm going to take a shit on my own face and fall off.
I wanted you to guess the title of it.
Of what?
It's Saw something. It's one word.
Saw.
Think about it. Don't be funny with it, but I want to see if you can actually guess it.
Saw, Final Cut.
No, that's funny. That's good. Final Cut.
Saw.
It's one word.
Oh.
Like kind of like, you know, like Independence Day Resurgence. You could see that from a mile away.
Addendum.
No, Addendum. Fuck off.
Saw.
What's called Addendum?
Saw. Finalist.
Nope. Finalist. You got anything?
Saw. Gotcha.
That's, I guess that is one word. Gotcha. G-O-T-C-H-A.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's called Legacy.
Ugh.
You excited?
Crap on my fucking eyeballs.
They had the old guy on the poster, too. I don't know if he's
John.
Back. Yeah, I don't know if he's
I do not care Jigsaw. About any of that. I don't care about that.
What was it called? Saw Final Cut? That'll be the name of this episode.
That's a fantastic one. That's, Saw Final Cut.
Yeah, that's really good. All right, so Test of Tony, we'll do...
What are we going to do? Together, we need to think of this.
Yeah,
don't
we do.
Fuck me.
Don't fuck me.
Don't fuck me.
This is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass. That
too
was
soon,
Big
man.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah, but...
What? Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Sleepers, man.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was
stupid
that
idiot.
That might be... 90s movies.
Really? You're going to have to type in 90s movies to think of a 90s movie for me?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll think of my own. How about, I don't know, Dune?
No, it's not the 90s.
It's like the 70s, man. Come on.
That's a long one.
I wish I could find Jodorowsky's Dune. Be what? A sweet document. Documentary.
Document.
Document.
Schindler's List?
Why would I need to rewatch Schindler's List? I know what it is. I've seen it.
It's been a while? Has it?
Yeah, but it's not going to lose its fucking merit. It's a fucking fantastic film about... I mean, dude, that sort of put Liam Neeson on the map.
It did, yeah.
Don't say Saving Private Ryan, because I still got the original hard-on from that film.
Blank Check.
What is that?
You don't remember Blank Check?
Don't know what you're talking about.
That kid gets, like, he gets, like, hit by somebody in a car.
A milk truck?
No, and, like, the dude's, like, he's a bad guy, and he writes a blank check to him.
Nope.
And the kid fills it out for fucking, like, $1 million and builds, like, a fucking roller coaster in his backyard, has his mansion and shit.
Never saw it.
The Page Master.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Have you never seen The Pagemaster?
No.
Really?
What is that?
Macaulay Culkin? He goes into the cartoon in the library?
It sounds familiar.
That was such a good flick.
Yeah, but... Wait. Let's watch...
Toy Story.
Legend. I'm just kidding. I don't want to watch Legend. I
thought we did Legend not too long ago.
No, we didn't, but I don't want to watch it yet.
I watched Legend pretty recently.
Did we watch Nightmare?
I mean,
did we watch Neverending Story? Because I might hate it now.
I feel like you... Yeah, you definitely did, because I remember singing the song.
Yeah, you've probably sang it a lot.
Little Giants.
What's that?
Yeah, really? You haven't seen that?
No. Little Giants is about a football team?
Yeah. Icebox is in it. Remember the girl?
Oh, I will watch that.
Really?
Rick Moranis is in it, isn't
or,
he?
Or Little Giants or The Big Green.
No, fuck that. Little Giants.
You don't
cooler.
Like the...
You know why? Because she drives a go-kart.
That's why.
Yeah, I want to watch it because she drives a go-kart.
All right, so next week we got Little Giants and then Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor, dude.
And then let's do... Have you ever done Genre 5, like, favorite sports movies or movies that involve sports?
No, that'd be fantastic, though.
Movies that involve sports. See how easy it is to think of these?
Well, why don't you think earlier?
I'm surprised you don't more often, you know?
I only thought of about 50 of them.
No, you haven't. You haven't thought about any of them. Was it Lone Survivor?
Lone Survivor.
Cool. All right. So, Little Giants, Lone Survivor, movies that involve sports. Follow us on Twitter at ICan'tRead and give us your top five.
Give us your top five.
Movies that involve sports.
Movies that involve sports. And
I'll read them.
I'll read them.
Why are you repeating me?
It's like an echo. It's like an effect.
It's a bad one.
It's an effect on the new podcast.
Until next time! Go Burn Books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.